Simon and Simon Kupsamaches, we're dealing with the world of relationship between bread and the bracha bremen and mezonis. And really, we're presented really with what we've covered so far. There's more towards the end of the simon. We cover the concept of pasul bekistin, which again, we explained the pasul bekistin is really its pas. They keep stressing that phrase that it is pas. It's called pasul bekistin for a reason because it is pas. But it's pas, which the nature of it is it's eaten as a suda, and what the defining element when we're machshiv something baked as pas is not just because we put the name pas on it, is because it's eaten as a mainstay of a meal. It becomes an ikar of a suda, so since it has that chashivas, therefore it gets the mile of nitzil sidayim, amotzi, and benching. If, however, it's eaten not as a mainstay of a meal, so it's a mezonos like anything else. So it's the pas of a kisit is downgraded. That's why we see the halacha is if a person then turns around and eats it as the mainstay of a meal, in a way which is called shiras kviyas suda, so it goes back to its roots. It does tshuva, goes back to its roots, and now it's pas again. That's right, like any other pas. We also saw the Shulchan Aruch talks about the idea, you got that far already. What about something which was actually pas, and now you're starting to do something with that? At what point in time does it lose its status of pas? Pas shabishloi, you soaked it. Those type of scenarios, and that's the second type of group which we saw. So later on in the simon, we'll talk about a case where it never was pas to start with yet, and you cooked it. Isa shabishloi, the person cooks the dough. But that's the world of your pasta. That's the all of the pasta type items. So we haven't touched the pasta items at all at this point in time. It's later on. That gives you your donuts. Donuts are a fascinating question because donuts are a cake-like type of an item, but they're deep fried. And deep frying is considered bishul. So it's a case of a dough which was cooked. So that we'll talk about later on. We get to that part of the simon. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that there are three different definitions of Pasul Bekistin. The Ben Chanan says it actually was a pocket. It had a pocket to it, and there was filled with something sweet inside. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to imagine that sweet filling imparted the taste into the kis also. The Rambam understands that it wasn't a kis, but the dough had other ingredients in it. And there's in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says as long as the tam is nikkur and the isa already, it's considered mezonos. And according to the Rambam, it has to be that there's a significant amount of other ingredients to the dough to the point where it's kamat that is the ikur that you're eating the food for. It doesn't have to be a roiv. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to be a roiv. It says ikur, which sounds like something. That's the roiv. It doesn't have to be that the roiv is spices and the sugar, etc., more than the flour, but the point is that flavor is that strong that becomes the ikur. The third explanation is from Rav Haigoin, that Rav Haigoin says it was they're baked to a very thin, dry consistency, and the language is koseis ke'evim, which means that the point is that people eat it now as a snack, not as a meal. So the explanation why Ashkenazim make a moitzi on matzah, even though it seems to meet the criteria of this ke'evim, ka'ovim, yveshim, is because the derech of matzah is to eat it as part of a meal. So that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about you baked in such a way, and therefore it changed its function to something which is eaten as a snack. We did mention, we learned this before, that the Ma'aseh Nisim, that's the Nesivus, so he wrote the Sefer Derech HaChayim also. So he also wrote a Sefer Ma'aseh Nisim, which is the Pirush on the Haggadah. In the back of the Haggadah, he has halachas. So, in the back of the Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah, in the halachas, he talks about this issue, are these three criteria exhaustive? If I could come up with a fourth way of doing it, which now makes it into a snack as opposed to being eaten as a mainstay of a meal, would it get the halacha of mezonos? And he feels that it would. And Rosh Hashanah Zatzal went with that Ma'aseh Nisim, Shira Gifter Zatzal Zichle Brocha, went with that Ma'aseh Nisim. One other question which comes up is the Mishnah Berurah raises the question is, do these three opinions agree with the other one? Kivager assumes that they don't. And therefore, the question which he finds fascinating means according to the Ben Chananel, the definition of Pasgomer Kissin is kiss, so the Rambam's definition is Pasgomer. So according to Ben Chananel, any type of a yeast cake for sure is a brachas amoitzi, according to that understanding. So why are we being makel and just taking mazonos like this so easily? You know, what's pshat? That's what Kivager's kasha. So the Bir Lacha brings from the Mamre Mordechai, they disagreed and said each one agrees with the other two opinions. That is, so it's just they're giving different examples. So according to the Masnitz, that's obviously that's going to be true. The point is, these are different examples of this concept of what's called Pasuk Bekistan. They're not; it's not an exclusive list. So for sure, each one of them will agree with the other ones. But Kivager does raise this question, and we'll see that there's applications of Kivager's aura. So let's say the Moshul nowadays, a question which I've had a few times: Melba toast. Person, you know, it has a nice texture on it, a nice kosher Melba toast. What's the bracha on Melba toast? So bracha Melba toast, since it's made to be, if it's made to be used as a snack, you know, nobody sits down and have a meal, they have Melba toast. So that if a person would do that, it's possible to kiss them. But since it's made to be more like a snack, pita chips, bagel chips, these type of things, they're made to be a snack, so the halacha is they are mezonos. Let's say if I'm making at home bagel chips, as I take a bagel which was already bread and I make it, that's a moitzi. But if it's made in the process was made the chatchila, that it should be a type of a snack, so then the bracha is mezonos. Matzah crackers, which the derech is to eat them, for a snack, not for a meal, so the bracha is mezonos. Right? From the way the shape they come in and etc. There's one company out of England which makes matzah crackers. They look nice little round things like this. You don't eat them for a meal. Again, if you would, it's a Passover kistin, so it would be. But the ikir way, it's presented as a snack, so the bracha would be mezonos.
If you were to eat something like that, like pita chips for a meal, but you were using them like as a dip or something, and the ikir was whatever you wanted to dip in, you just needed like some sort of cracker to eat it with.
So that gets complicated. When you the ikur and tuffel ish over there, if it's mamish just a hechatimsa ba'alma to hold it, which I think most people don't do that. They pick that thing because they like the flavor of that item. It's not just hechatimsa ba'alma. So it'll become a real tuffel. Otherwise, I would say it's not really a tuffel. When once and by you'd have to be chershish the chumra. The chumra means that depending on how much you eat, you might have you might have to wash. Okay. Interesting question. Just, you know, remember so the Svaradim have this question, what do they do with sweet challah? That itself is the definition of what's called sweet challah. So you go to the bakery, so some Svaradim are only makar, they only say moitzi on French bread, these type of things, which there's no oil in it. There's very minimal oil in it, but if regular bread, if you can taste the flavor of the sweetness of it, a sweet challah, they're chashish, that according to the Shulchan Aruch understanding of the Rambam, it should be mezonos. If you're kaveh asun on it, they're fine. So then obviously it'll be a moitzi, but otherwise not.
What's the French tradition?
What? French bread doesn't have any oil. They make it, So. According to the Shulchan Aruch definition, as long as if the flavor of the oil or the sugar etc. is discernible, even though it's not the ikur, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Rambam's din. That's called mezonos. Cinnamon bread. You buy a loaf of cinnamon bread, right? So that's so. What is the correct bracha of cinnamon bread? So if a person sits down, and he makes himself a breakfast of cinnamon bread, and he toasts the cinnamon bread, and he says no shayla. He's making a meal out of it. That's his meal. Person wants to take a piece of cinnamon bread to snack on, what is the broch? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the broch is clearly, it's an ingredient in there, the broch is going to be mezonos. Even according to the Ramah, since the derech is, I assume the derech is to eat these things, it's more made for a snack, even though it looks like a loaf of bread, but, maybe a kid would make his meal out of it, because that's, but like the average adult, average normal functioning human being, it's a snack. He doesn't use it for his meal, so the bracha would be mezonos. and Echanami, if you live in a place where the derech over there would be to use it for meals, that's, you know, like Marie Antoinette said, you know, let them eat cake. So if that would be the bread, so if that's your bread, so then Echanami, the bracha would be a moitzi. Well, the similar also, the swirl in the middle, you know, the same thing, yeah. I mean, if it's significant, you know, yeah. Okay, now, the next sif introduces this idea of bilosa, if it's a blila raka, it's supposed to a dough, it's a batter type of a mixture which you make it with, and then you bake it in a thin form, so the bracha is mazernus. But the Mishnah pointed out, if it spreads out very much, and it becomes very thin, that's the case of Teresa, which we'll see later on. The Shabur mentions it over here. So then the bracha is mezoinos, even if you eat a shear. So that's relevant to, some of the, like the waffle crackers. It's made from a batter. That little thing over there. So even though you eat a lot of them, according to the Shabur Pasha, Shabbat Zaman said that the bracha would be mezoinos. It would not be hamotzi. The person wants to take. I mean, I advise against it for other health reasons. Not that they're clearly not very healthy for you, but regards to halacha, it'll be mezoinos. Blintzes, Pasha, according to the Shabur, blintzes are going to be a mezoinos even if you eat a lot of them. Shabbat Zaman said nowadays could be our blintzes are made thicker. Maybe that's not what the Mishnah was talking about, so it really depends on, you know, maybe the store-bought ones as opposed to the homemade ones, maybe still are made in the older fashion. Okay. We'll get to we'll go back to that. Okay, so what halachas does Pasuk B'Kisit impact it? So first of all, it changes the bracha from Moitzi to Mezonos. It makes it change the bracha krona from benching to main gimel. It also creates a halacha that if you eat a bamsa surah, you have to make a mezonos on it. The Shulchan Aruch said there's a halacha that you make a bracha on it. Person, it's not bo machos a surah. It's not part of the. It's not coming there to accompany the pas. Person has meat in the middle of the meal. Even if he doesn't eat it with bread, since meat is part of a meal, it's the main part of a meal, so that becomes. It's included in the bracha of the hamotzi you say at the beginning of the meal. Person eats vegetables, etc. Person has a fresh fruit in the middle of the meal. He has to make eitz. Most people don't eat apples as an accompaniment to their bread, right? So person has pasul makistin at the end of the meal for kinuach. That's not accompanied to the bread. So you have to make a bracha on it. So now here the bir halacha raises the following question: that should be told in the seen that the kveger. And the Marmar Mordechai. How so? According to Rav Yeager, we look at each one of the opinions which define Pasuk B'Kisit and sees the other two as Pas Gomer. Well, if they're Pas Gomer, they're Hamoitzi. Well, you said Hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal. So at the beginning of the meal, I say Hamoitzi and I eat some French bread and some Italian bread and some Chinese bread and some Oriental bread. I don't care how much bread you eat, it's all you said Hamoitzi. So over here, I ate some regular bread and I ate some Pasuk B'Kisit, in which, according to these other Rishonim, I ate some matzah. So, well, according to the Rambam, the way the Traeger understands, matzah is Hamoitzi. And according to the Rebbeinu Chananel, matzah is Hamoitzi. So I said, I might see. So I thought, it needs a mezonos. It's a sabbat bracha. I can't make a mezonos because according to two of the shitas, I already said a bracha on it. I said, I might see. According to Marmar Mordechai, according to all opinions, this is a mezonos, and I have to say mezonos because this is not part of the meal. So there's a big knock against Rav Kveger and the Marmar Mordechai. So Shabur comes out there that because of the suffix, you can't make a bracha on it. So the only time you make a bracha on it when it meets all three criteria. So it has to have a kiss. It has to have the other ingredients in the dough itself, and it has to be thin and flaky. So the example of that is a pie. So pie, a double crusted pie, which has a crust on top and a crust on the bottom, is a kiss. The dough itself has a lot of oil and sugar, etc., and it's a flaky dough. So at the end of the meal, a person who makes a bracha on desserts, a person eats, has pie for dessert, he should say a mezonos. A person has cake for dessert, he does not say a mezonos. Because it's a suffix, what to do in that situation. Okay. There is one issue which, let's talk about Kriya Surah, because that's a little bit challenging. So there is a I mean, one of the challenges is we see people eat these items and they're not very careful about washing and benching, etc. All that issue. So is there any... So there's an Aruch HaShulchan which wants to say Limud Zchus. He says it's a Limud Zchus. He says, at the end, he says, Kol Yirei Elokim Yirachik Mizeh, V'hu Rachum Mechaper Avon. That's how he ends the Sif. Okay, so that's, you know, like, but the Maisa, he says, Alimus Chus, to be Mazur, that maybe it's not totally in, you know, because I'll give this size and that size. At the end of the day, it's totally in how you eat it. So if I'm eating it, in my mind, I'm not really making a meal out of it. So then, and Hanami, if the person has, you know, a few pieces of cake, it's a snack, you know. I mentioned that I had a chavra Friday afternoons. Yeshiva used to, like, serve all the different things from the week, and they used to put a little bit of cake, extra cake, somebody wanted. See, skipped all the extra things, and he just went straight to the cake, and he had a plate of cake. So he would sit down, and he'd, you know, that was his lunch. So he would wash, and, you know, say mahamotzi and bench afterwards, you know. And you just look at him like, is that right? I mean, you know, and he had three pieces of cake, you know. I mean, three pieces of cake, but, I mean, he had three pieces of cake. At the end of the day, it's like eating a big snack. Right? So the Rosh Hashanah may be the reason why people don't do that. He doesn't like it. He advises against it. Now, the Mishabura seems to hold that the Iker Psak, the Groh, etc., hold the Iker Psak is holding what's called a Sudas Boker Ver. The amount that a person would normally eat for a meal, which in their world view was greater than this next smallest year of Dalet Bey. So, if a person would eat that amount, that's a meal. So he would have to wash and say a Moitzi and bench. He eats less than that, so according to them, it's Mezardus. Now that definition of what that is really is fluid. It depends on the place and it depends on the time. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rabbi Asher Zatzal, both of them said they feel nowadays the shear of Dalet Bayim is for most people is a normal meal. But other foods, you know, a person has a few slices of bread. Dalet Bayim, mentioned before that if you understand a kebaya, if you take a slice of rye bread, 2 pound. Loaf of rye bread, you take a slice out of the middle, that each one slice is a kebaya. Four slices, a person has four slices. He puts, he toasts it, he puts a little bit of margarine on it. That's a meal. Some people eat that is a meal. It's a meal for somebody. Four slices of bread. Right? So they say that's called a meal already. So the argument whether it's sheer kviya suda or dalet bayim could be is not relevant according to that. They don't see that it's such a relevant machlokes. Lehepich, the Mishabura says that this definition of Shirkaviya Suda depends on within the we say Makam and Zman, it also depends on the different categories of people. So what's called a Shirkaviya Suda for a 13-year-old girl is different than Shirkaviya Suda for a 13-year-old boy. And what's Shirkaviya Suda for an elderly person is different than Shirkaviya Suda for a person who's in their growing formative years. They eat a lot more. So, men and women, elderly, child, adult, all of those things would be defined. So it's possible that Shirkaviya Suda is less than Dalet Bayim. You take an average 13-year-old girl, she has one or two slices, and that's a lunch. And the boy looks like, aren't you starving? The brother says to his sister, you eat something. He said, I ate something. I had a slice and a half of I'm full. The guy says, that for me, that's like warm-up, you know. He'll eat nine slices at a shot, Say, but Enoch Hanami, for her, that's a shir kviya suda. For her, they're correct. That's to be a moitzi. And for him, it's going to be, maybe it's a shakal. It's not even a hamamin of a meal, It's a bizarreness, So it's totally in each different group. Okay. Mishabur comes out at the end that he's worried about the shir. There's a second shir which says it's totally in Dalet Bayim, because the more it defines the Suda is Gimel Dalet Bayim. The Mishabur is machmer for Dalet Bayim. He's not machmer for Gimel Bayim. So Gimel Bayim is like off the table. He says you should be machmer with the shir of Dalet Bayim. So that creates, you shouldn't get into a suffix. Either eat less than Dalet Bayim or the amount which you consider a shir can be a Suda, but not in between, because then you'll get into the suffix what to do. Then furthermore, he says that if I eat an amount of less than Dalet Bayim, but I eat other foods with it, and that creates a meal for me, so that's also called a Shir Kaviya Suda. This is a normal way, so a person has a tuna fish sandwich, and he has, let's say, So he had a tuna fish sandwich on this thing called a mazonos roll. You know, they sell in New York. You know, it's a mazonos roll, right? It's a tuna fish sandwich like this big, a mazonos roll. So okay, let's accept the fact that it's called mazonos. It's shirk to be a tuna. That's a meal. That thing is big enough to be a meal. There's enough bread there. It's not four bacon necessarily, but together with the tuna fish, it's a meal. So that you're back to square one. The bite of the brook is it's going to be hamotzi and benching. So the other things are mitzdarv. Now he takes it one step further. If a person, whatever reason, he's not so hungry, and he eats that amount of bread that a person would eat in such a meal. So a person, let's say in America, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of them, in Europe, what did they have? They had bread. So meal was bread, and the kartoffel, and potatoes. And like what was the meal? But over here we have a lot of other items. But for us, the amount of bread that you normally have for a meal is less. So that's the share of a bread for a meal. So a person would eat that share of a bread for a meal and be surveyor from it. He ate, so it's called he ate a suda. He would have to bench, Mr. Baruch says in that scenario. Now, there are a few kulas over here, which Shlomo Zalman held in this area, not like Ramosha was pretty macro in this. Shlomo Zalman said, first of all, it only applies to things which people eat as bread substitutes. So crackers, a person can have, instead of having bread with his tuna fish, he'll have crackers with his tuna fish. A guy has honey cake with his tuna fish, he's weird. Right? That's not how you don't eat that as bread. It's not a bread substitute for your meal. Russia held it is. So Russia held it, I go to a kiddush, and a person has a few pieces of cake, and he has some cholent, and he has some kugel, and he has some vegetables, and then he feels full. Russia says, you're into this problem. If you ate enough cake, that would be equivalent of, let's say, two slices of bread. He holds the average meal nowadays, a person has two slices of bread. So you have the equivalent of that much cake as two slices of bread, and you get all other foods and you're full, you get to share delabeim, which you should mach with the chachila. Rosh says you have a problem. Rosh Hashanah says not a problem. You're eating cake. You're not eating crackers. A person would eat crackers and a chanami. He would have that problem. So the person has to be aware that when he goes to kiddush, you're getting involved in potentially a shaila of what to do. A person indulges by one of these nice fancy kiddushim. There's a lot of different options over there. Pashas, the best thing over there, usually, but nowadays they're very firm, and they give you an option of eating washing. They give some bread. You should have chanami. It would be the best thing to do, because you pashas, you won't have to wash anyway. Rosh Hashanah says we don't worry about cake. Rosh Hashanah says that you only worry about this issue of things which would be actually eaten with bread. So a person eats meat, he makes a meat sandwich, he makes a chicken sandwich, he makes a turkey sandwich, he makes a fish, he has tuna fish, he has those things with the bread. Okay, yeah. Person has some cereal, right? He sits down for breakfast, he has a piece of cake. Let's say a donut. Donuts are big more flexible to do a donut. Let's say for argument, he has a cupcake, nice big cupcake they're giving out, and he has a bowl of cereal. So what's the luck on that situation? Right? He has a thing of farina, something like that sort. Marshall, it's a problem. If the amount of cake was the share of two slices of bread, everything's been starved and you have a meal. Shlomo Zalman said no, because nobody eats cereal as a way to accompany bread. The third kula of Shlomo Zalman said in this is he said that this halacha is, remember, if you picture your meal, the ikar psak is a shear sudas berker v'eretz. So he says you need dalad bayim, you still need dalad bayim of the pasuk b'kisnan. Rambam says we look at what's called nowadays normal to eat. Two slices is normal to eat for a meal. Rambam says no, that you would look at it, you still need dalad bayim. Those are three kulas that Rambam Zalman says in this issue. If you ask me if I have any achra, I do not have achra between the two opinions, but my concern in general is to go with Rambam on this one. That's how I learned from Rebbeim that they have the Rambam. It is it definitely, at least, it's a person should stay away from the shayla. One thing I want to point out, a few examples over here, pancakes. So the Mishabur raises the question. We're not going to have time to do the Pasubishon, I believe, for Sunday. Pancakes, if they're deep fried, so that's bishul. But in general, either it's going to be, if there's just a little bit of oil there to prevent it from scorching, that's mamash afiyah. So it's possible by Kistan. So, I had this experience. There's a difference between the New York mindset and the Maryland mindset. So we went to, we went to a restaurant, and my daughter ordered 3 pancakes. Each one was the size of the plate. And it was a full size, nine and a half inch plate. There's 3 pancakes like this big. So you have to wash on that. It's possible with Kistan. And that's a sheer suda. I mean, she didn't even get through, 1.5, but that's a meal. Now, Mr. Bura does say that the plug is in the Magen Avraham, and other before she had the Shulchan Aruch. What about a case where it is fried, not deep fried, and not just preventing scorching, but you fry it. You want to get the flavor of the oil in it. You put some oil in the pan, a decent amount, and you fry it. So Magen Avraham holds that's not called bishul. And the other person can hold that it's called bishul. So Mishnah Berurah comes out in that situation. You have a suffix, what halacha it's going to have. Because once it's bishul, there's no din of kriyas suda. So I don't care how much you eat. So he says, that situation, if you're going to eat a significant amount of it, you have to wash on bread. You should be careful not only to wash on bread and eat a teichas suda. So that's pancakes are fascinating. Pizza. Pizza pashas is a form of pasta bakistan. It's a dry dough, but it has a filling on top of it. It's a pasta bakistan. It is definitely eaten, something which we would eat as a meal. And we'll see later on, there's an argument maybe that these type of things bakhalal are not pasta bakistan because they're really meal type of items, not snack type items. So the person eats it as a snack. Person has one slice, the person eats it as a snack, so lachara the bracha is mezonos. Well, some of the bracha is mezonos. Person eats it as a meal, so he has to wash. The person eats the amount which a person would have consider that a meal, so he definitely has to wash. In between becomes complicated, and you get these rabbis that tell you, well, if you eat, one slice, 2 slices, depending if it's a New York slice or a Maryland slice, New York slices are bigger than Maryland slices, right? Those are all in that gray area, which Mr. Burris says in Shulim Achmara. Ray Badner, in his Kazayas, Halachas of Kazayas book, he measures out how big a Kazayas is. He comes up that one slice of New York pizza is 9 Kazayasim. That's 4 Bayim right there. So one slice is 4 Bayim. So according to, don't worry, Ben Yehuda is not that big, so you don't have to worry about that. There are slices. So one slice already is Dalai Bayim. So Commissioner Bruce says that in that situation you should be machmer. But the best thing he says is to stay away from that situation. So you should definitely buy a second slice. Okay, let's hold it here. We should pick up on Sunday.